Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate. I am Josh Phillips. Yes, we started the show off with a bang. As I've been telling the world, Alabama not only will not make the SEC or the college football playoff, they are going to lose to South Carolina in week three. Let's bring in a beloved host who is wanting to talk ACC football live from Charlotte, one Mark Ryan. Mark Ryan, welcome to the show.
Coach Phillips, what is going on? Waiter, I will have one of what he's having. Oh, my goodness gracious. South Carolina's going to beat Alabama. I have exercised the demons.
Hallelujah, brother. Pass it around.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give me some of that good stuff, Coach, because that must be good for you to believe such a total crock like that.
Not only do I believe it, I've said it, and we've even had people from Tuscaloosa taking me to task, and we're going to find out in week three in September.
The score of that game is going to be 48-12.
Oh!
Right? I'm just letting you know that right now, okay? So you better open your eyes and take the corn cobs out of your ears, son. Because that beatdown is coming to Columbia.
Well, we'll see what transpires on week three. Tell us about ACC Media Days. I heard the interview that you had with John Simpson. He made some noise wearing a blonde wig. That seemed like a fun interview. What do you have for us out of Charlotte?
Oh yeah, man. It was look, Coach. It was a fun day today. You know, you're up there and you're in a room with a who's who list of college football, right? Mark Richt is walking around. Dabo Sweeney's walking around. I met Dabo Sweeney, had about a 2 or 3 minute conversation with the coach. Was disappointed we didn't get to have him on. We were told that there was a good chance we would, but it ended up not working out schedule-wise, so that was kind of a bummer. You know, Lonzo had dared me that I was not going to ask Coach Sweeney about Osterine, and I damn well promise you I was going to. But I didn't get that opportunity on the air, unfortunately. It was great, man. Small room. Every single coach is in the room with you. You know, big-time media personalities. I wish, Coach, that every fan had the chance to have the experience that we get to have in this business sometimes. I wish that every fan got to have that experience today, because even though we're there working, it's still damn cool, and it's still exciting, man. It really, really is.
As we're talking with Mark Ryan, our host of Offsides from 1 to 4 here at ESPN Upstate. Mark, one of the pictures that I saw from up there really astonished me was when the Florida State contingent was there. You could count on three fingers how many reporters were talking to Willie Taggart and the players from FSU. Generally, when the Seminoles show up, it's a packed show. No love for the Seminoles up at ACC Media Days.
Not only was there no love for the Seminoles, you should have seen it. Like, seriously, Clemson should be charging every other team their rent because they owned the day. It was clear that Clemson's presence there was what everyone was there, is the reason everyone was there, Coach. Like, every other media entity that I spoke to there, and I saw some friends in the business that you meet over the years and some friends in radio that I haven't seen in 4, 5, 6 years. And the question was all the same. Who do you got coming on from Clemson? Who do you got coming on from Clemson? Everybody wanted to know the same thing. That's the only team anyone cared about. So the other 13 member institutions in the ACC, if I can do them the service of calling them that, owes Clemson quite a bit, because I think the ACC network is only in existence because of Clemson. I think all the media were only there because of Clemson. Clemson must be tired of carrying around these cupcakes.
As we're talking with Mark Ryan, our host of Offsides from 1 to 4 here at ESPN Upstate. Obviously, Clemson is going to be the runaway favorite to win the ACC and the league, and then you've got everybody else. Well, is there a team out there that the media thinks could possibly, on a bad day, upset the Tigers? And what was the mood like from a competitive standpoint? Were the coaches just kind of humdrum, or they just basically resigned themselves that it's Clemson and everybody else is playing for second?
The answer is yes, there is a team that can upset them on a bad day. It's the New England Patriots if Tom Brady's spiral isn't going the way it needs to go. There's an outside shot the Patriots might be able to pull that off. And the second part of the question, Coach, Lonzo and I were actually arguing about that on the air. He said every coach there believes they can win. And I said, Lonzo, it's time to get off the drugs. Nobody here believes they can win. Everybody's here has got a smile on their face because it's something they have to do, not something they want to do. It's part of their job. You know, they're the pitch man for their school. They're selling their school to the media. It's kind of like, hey, talk good about us, talk good about us. But here's the stone cold truth. Clemson plays exactly one ACC team all year that is in Phil Steele's top 50 teams in the country. What a joke. And it's Florida State, who went 5-7 last year. That's the best ACC team they play. Listen, it's all about Clemson. It's all the time about Clemson. And these teams know they have no prayer.
As we're talking with Mark Ryan, host of Offsides here at ESPN Upstate, he and Lonzo are up in Charlotte. They'll be doing the show from the ACC Media Days, covering all things ACC. Mark, this has got to be very difficult for you. Has anybody given you a death threat, being you've labeled the ACC the all-cupcake conference, and here you are covering the league at Media Days, brother?
You know what? I really, really wanted to bring a whole box of cupcakes to the media days today. And I wanted to hand one to every coach. And old mom and dad talked me out of it at the very last second. But my plan was to bring a cupcake to each and every one of them. They're in a precarious position right now, honestly, Coach. It's a position that SEC Hoops found itself in a few years ago. No, you know, it's like the Cheers song. You want to go where everybody knows your name, right? That's where everybody wants to go. No one wanted to play SEC basketball because it's a football conference. Well, what do? You use the money from the network and you invest in basketball. And now I challenge you to find one conference that has better coaching than the SEC. My sincere hope is that these member institutions will use the money from the network to improve the football product. Yes, it's a basketball first product. But, yes, football is the golden goose for everybody, even Kentucky. Kentucky and the SEC brings in more revenue from football than basketball. And it's time that this conference invest and take this football product seriously. Coach, they're in the SEC recruiting zone. You know, it's some SEC schools are north of ACC schools. There's no excuse whatsoever for that conference to be as mediocre as they've been. It's a disgrace, and it's really an embarrassment, if I'm honest with you.
As we're talking with Mark Ryan, host of Offsides here at ESPN Upstate, Monday through Friday from 1 to 4 o'clock, Vegas just released their odds, Mark, and I wanted to get your opinion on this. Obviously, Clemson is the odds-on favorite, but they've got Virginia and Syracuse as the second and third best option to win the ACC. Number one, that goes to your credence that they've got to do more to do better when Virginia and Syracuse are the next options to win the league.
Was Burns High School not available for that poll? I'm just wondering why they're not on that list. They're better than anybody in the All Cupcakes Conference for sure. No, it's the league's got to pick it up, Coach. It's just there's no reason for this. These schools have history, they have tradition, and everybody just wants to play in the ACC now, in the SEC now. And you know, I've wondered this aloud. I'll ask you this question, Josh. It's like, you know, is Clemson's dominance great for the rest of the league, or is it demoralizing? I think it's demoralizing the fan bases. I think it's demoralizing the rest of the conference. And I believe most Clemson fans would tell you, you know, hey, we'll give up some of our dominance if we can just make the league a little bit more competitive. It's a movie you've already seen now, and who wants to watch that?
As we're talking with Mark Ryan from here at ESPN Upstate, host of Offsides from 1 to 4. Mark, my answer to that is it is disgusting to me the fact that Miami and Florida State are as bad as they are, because when Swofford wanted to bring Miami in, as he pictured this being a Miami-Florida State-type league that they could get two teams, and it has totally failed. That leads me to my next question. Is this truly Taggart's last year at Florida State? I did not like the hire. I thought it was a horrible hire. We played him when I was still coaching at Central Arkansas, when he was at Western Kentucky. We beat him 31-17 as an FBS team, if that tells you anything. So what is the mood concerning Florida State?
Yeah, and it's amazing that Willie Taggart even got that job. He's got a career record of 52-57. When he got that job, he had 9 years of coaching experience and had finished with less than five losses one out of 9 years. Fewer than five losses once in 9 years. And he gets the Florida State head coaching job. I said today on the show, Coach, that in my opinion, he loses his job in this calendar year. Before 2019 is over, I think he loses his job. And I'll tell you,
so you
kind
think
of an uncomfortable but funny story. He walked right by me when I said that on the air today. It was hilarious.
So you think he gets canned midseason?
I think he gets canned if at the end of the season, still in the calendar year of 2019. Yeah. I mean, I think the year ends when the ball's dropping in New York City. Florida State's got a different head coach.
Hard to believe that this is a program that just, 4 years ago won the national championship and is now considered a laughingstock in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Any other fun news and notes before we let you go for today?
Yeah, the ACC, they put on a fantastic event today. The people there care. They're trying. They want a winner desperately. And Dino Babers was making the rounds. He's a really infectious personality. If it's possible to win at Syracuse, that could be the next powerhouse team in the ACC. They finished in the top 15 last year. Is that sustainable with the dearth of talent that's available in that conference? Before I go, I need to say, Diesel, I'm coming after you on Offsides for your blog tomorrow. Coach, he has a blog that says Greenville will never have a pro team. And I visited Charlotte for the first time today. Place is tiny. Place is tiny. Looks exactly like Greenville until the very last 3 minutes of the drive. And the downtown is exactly one block long. So, ladies, hide the women and children. Hide the women and children, ladies and gentlemen, because yours truly is coming after Diesel's ass tomorrow at 2 p.m. on Offsides.
You know, I figured Mark would be a better judge of what's tiny and what's not. I would think that he could easily see the difference between about 25 high-rises and two high-rises.
Boom!
Well, Diesel, that joke was so good, I would be mad if it wasn't true. So, great talking with you guys.
Thank you. That's Mark. That is Mark Ryan of Offsides here at ESPN. Folks, nobody has as much fun as we do. I'm sorry. Between the shows, nobody has as much fun as we do at ESPN Upstate. And if you can't be entertained between these two shows, then you're just dead. You know, I mean, you don't have a pulse. That's it.
That joke, I could see it. I could see it coming out of the pitcher's hand, like I was Mark McGwire, and it was a beach ball coming out of the pitcher's hand. It was so easy. It was served up to me. I had to take the shot.
And you most certainly did. And his response was just priceless. Somewhere I feel a promo coming on with that little exchange right there. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. We will talk the SEC East. This is Straight Up with Sturge at ESPN Upstate.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back in to this Wednesday, July 17th, 2019 edition of Straight Up with Sturge. I am Josh Phillips, welcoming you. And look, if you come into this show, you better be ready to come in guns blazing.
We are firing shots left and right.
Little single shots ain't going to cut it. You better come with an AR-15. That's all I can tell you. Or you're going to get shredded to pieces. I've got to get to my SEC talk or SEC East talk. I'm going to give you my West predictions right now. LSU is going to win the division. So my favorite, to me, LSU is the best team in the West. They're going to Atlanta to represent the West Division. I really like this team. I love the additions of the coaching staff that Ed Orgeron has made, bringing in Joe Bradley from the New Orleans Saints. This is going to be a different type of offense. Next to defensively, next to Brent Venables, Dave Aranda is as good as they get from a defensive coordinator's job, and this is a loaded LSU defense. I'm talking loaded from the defensive line to the second and to the third level. There is not a weakness on this defensive front, on this defensive football team at LSU. So give me the Bayou Bengals to win the West. Give me Texas A&M to finish second. Give me Alabama to finish third. Give me Arkansas to finish fourth. Give me Auburn to finish fifth. Give me Ole Miss to finish sixth. And give me Mississippi State to finish at the bottom. So that is my pick for the West Division is, what do we got? Okay, at 6:30, so I've got to hurry. I apologize to all the SEC East, the texter that got in with Florida. I will discuss and dissect the SEC East tomorrow. We are off at 6:30 to give way to Major League Baseball, correct?
That is right. We're giving way to Los Angeles and Boston.
I appreciate all the callers. We're going to have another jam-packed show tomorrow.
And you know what it is? You come with so much insight. You can only get to half of a conference in 2.5 hours.
Yeah, if you do it right. So I'm going to give this again for our listeners that are coming in late because we are off in 5 minutes. The winner of the SEC West Division in 2019 is LSU. Give me LSU number one. Give me Texas A&M two. Give me Alabama three. Give me Arkansas four. Give me Auburn five. Give me Ole Miss six. And give me Mississippi State seven. Auburn, this is the last year of the Gus Malzahn experiment because they're not going to tolerate him finishing fifth this year in the West. He's another guy that probably won't finish the season. I mean, where's Auburn gone from 6 years ago playing for the national championship to now they're barely scraping by with winning 8 and 9 games and getting beat by Central Florida? That's just the state of the program. Tomorrow I will talk heavy SEC East. We'll discuss more of the ACC in depth, which it makes it kind of boring. And I will say this about ACC Media Days. And I'm glad Mark Ryan came on with us, because when you've got a team that is as dominant as Clemson is, it really makes this time of year boring, because you already know who's going to win the league. So it's like, okay, what else do we do moving forward? So tomorrow we'll talk about moving forward, who's in that other tier that's going to win the Coastal, because the Coastal is going to be very competitive. The Atlantic, not so much. The Coastal is going to be highly competitive. The SEC this year is going to be, if things fall out the way I see it, the West is going to be exceptionally competitive, and I think the East, I think there are four teams that have a legitimate chance to win the SEC East, and I'm going to discuss that tomorrow. I'm not going to tell you who those four are right now, but I don't think it is a clear-cut Georgia and everybody else. I saw too many things with my own eyes at Georgia. Now, no question, when you play the Bulldogs, you better be stout on the defensive line and at linebacker level, because that offensive line is nasty. It is big, it is veteran, and they take pride in pushing defensive linemen's head through the ground. Now, at back, they've got Swift, who I like as a back if he stays healthy. He's a little bit undersized, but he can catch the ball out of the backfield. The question I have is, what are the weapons around Jake Fromm? Because I'm not sold that this defense for Georgia is a national championship SEC caliber defense. They've got holes along the defensive line. They've got holes at linebacker. And this secondary, they suspect. We're going to talk about that tomorrow as well. You Texers that got in that wanted to talk about the Gators, I apologize. We'll talk about them tomorrow. Heavy, heavy, heavy SEC East tomorrow. Appreciate all of the Texers, all of the callers. The phone lines were blown up. The Twitter line was blown up. Where are we at with the poll? What's finished? Are we at 80% on the poll? No shock there. The poll question was, when Alabama and South Carolina play week three, who are Clemson fans pulling for?
85 votes in so far. 73% say Roll Tide.
Oh, wow. So that thing gone see, like we thought it would.
I'm not shocked with that, because there's a healthy respect from Clemson fans to Alabama.
And they hate the Gamecocks.
And they just hate the game.
And that should happen.
That's not completely unexpected. There's a handful who are going to say, yeah, I'd rather see somebody in my state win that game, support the team in state, but not that many. There's too much real life palpable hate between Clemson and South Carolina fans for many to really want to go with the Gamecocks on this one.
Going to get a texter in, gets in with us and says, these are Clemson fans. They hate South Carolina. Of course, they are saying Roll Tide. I say Roll Tide to roll all over Clemson in the national championship. Bama, this is a texter. Bama to bury Clemson. Go Cox. Jessica from Piedmont. Hey, Jessica getting in, and she is trouncing Clemson on the text line. Jessica, you call in tomorrow. You will be numero uno up to discuss that little text that you sent in to the text line. Thank you to Diesel. Thank you to Patrick, who served in the first. This has been a fast show. It'll be even faster tomorrow. I am Josh Phillips sitting in for Mark Sturgis, and I will see you back here tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Get ready for the fireworks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.